N4ZLK Mobile.
Good evening, Shane. I'm just thinking about you. I'm just sitting here having a bowl of banana pudding.
Yeah, well, that's 2 days in a row you mentioned that. I'll tell you what.
My niece is up there, and I had one last night, had one tonight, only added some whipped cream tonight. Get your heart out.
My banana pudding straight.
Well, I had it straight last night, but I seen that whipped cream in there. And Bernice asked me. Oh, I just got down here a few minutes ago. I did work American Samoa at Pago, only on CW. I worked them last night on the single sideband when we were talking. But I was trying to think. I worked them twice last night. Let's see. I worked them on 15 and worked them on 10 sideband, and then tonight I worked them on 10 CW. I don't know if I need him or not, but he was pretty strong there on CW, but he's down below your area, I think, 28024.
Well, now if he would work 5 up, it'd be all right.
But strong on 10 meters this time of night. He's clicking them off.
Strong. Well, I just left the old workplace, so I have to stop here in a minute and get some fuel. I could make it home and make it back. I just don't like to go the weekend without having a full tank.
By fuel, do you mean straight coffee or decaffeinated?
It's diesel. So what would you call that? Leaded?
Straight, anyways. I just seen I think this guy's having his girlfriend. It looked like his mom and him. They were stealing gasoline out of a box truck, and the cops pulled up and stopped him. And the poor guy, he just got out of prison, was on parole, I think. And then the lady that was with him was just carrying the jugs back over to their car. You kind of felt sorry for him in a way, but stealing.
I know. Some people aren't taught properly growing up, and you do kind of feel bad for them, but at some point they become adults and they start making their own decisions.
Think you know better just getting out of jail. Never been there, don't want to be, as Rusty says. Rusty always says, and I don't have a t-shirt for it. Oh, boy. I had a friend that was a neighborhood police officer show me the jail one time when I was a teenager. And my buddy was going in there to pay a traffic ticket. We're riding down some blacktop he shouldn't have rode down on his motorcycle. It was dry, but it was still posted. And so Floyd took me back and showed that to me. He says, "You never want to be there, Tom, do you?" And I said, "No, I don't think so." And then in boot camp, 1 week we had to guard a place called 4050. And I guarantee you, you didn't want to be in there at all. It was much worse than a civilian jail.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're just fine, Shane.
Next to the fuel pump. Yeah, I don't want to spend time in jail either. I've never been. Got family members in jail. One of them will be there the rest of his life, probably. But I might go visit him sometime. I don't know. Anyway, let me jump out for a few minutes to get some fuel, and actually that cup of coffee kind of sounded good, so I might get a small cup. I'll talk to you in a little bit. N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Well, there's been nothing on TV today, so I went over to that Samsung Plus on those law enforcement channels, and gosh, oh man, I just can't imagine the things you see on there, what a police officer has to put up with. I couldn't do it. N4ZLK and 0TR73, Shane.
RN4DJC.
I heard you the other afternoon, but I was busy at the time. Couldn't get away. Good to hear you tonight. Oh, I just come downstairs, just got done in the rain locker, and sitting here eating some banana pudding, which Shane likes awful well, so I always have to tease him about it.
Banana pudding for me. Gotta watch my diet, watch my sugar too. Used to love it though. But Lynn's, she's back to her old self again. Now she's at the working yard, trimming up some boxwoods and digging around. So she's back to her old self again now. I think she's still got to take it a little easy, but she feels a lot better. I'm glad to see her get out there and able to get out and do some work like she used to do. Didn't feel like she's hemmed in, you know, or she got one where she wasn't comfortable driving, but got a real good report on Wednesday from the doctor and said that everything looked good, so wouldn't need to see her again unless she had a problem. She said, that's the first time I ever had a doctor tell me I didn't need to come back.
That's great to hear, Jerry. Well, I wish I could say that about Bernice. She's tolerating this hip, but she's got a very high threshold of pain, but boy, she still grimaces a lot because I know it's painful and they can't get her in until January, late January. But she's doing all right and she's got a good attitude, but we go next Friday and talk to the doctor, so I hope they at least keep her on the schedule. And this banana pudding, Jerry, it don't have no carbs in it because it's unleaded.
Oh, man. Yeah, my sister-in-law used to make, she made it with that Pepperidge Farm Chessman cookies in it. Man, it was good. It was one of Paula Deen's recipes. Man, it was sinful. It was so good. I couldn't eat much of it, though. But it was really good, though. I hadn't had any in a couple, probably 3 or 4 years, I don't guess. I just don't eat that, have cookies and stuff. I don't eat that much of sweet stuff anymore. But it sure was nice outside in the last few days. It was nice this afternoon, too. Hopefully it'll keep up for another few days. And we'd love to get some rain if we ever, if it was cloudy today, we didn't see a drop of rain, though.
Yeah, I hope you do, too. They said there's a slight possibility tonight. Well, I have to tell you, I don't know how long it's been since we had rain. Probably 3 weeks, Jerry. And it just stinks. Well, on the other health scene, my kidneys were going downhill there. I had too much creatine in them. And I went for another blood test after, I don't know, 3 weeks or so. And they said it had stabilized, but it's still a little bit high, but not bad. But I drank some Gatorade the other day. I don't know if that done it or not, but I didn't know it till I looked it up. But I got a bad outbreak of gout, especially in my left foot in the big toe. Oh, man, that's painful. I never had that in my life, hardly. But I read online there that sugar can cause a problem, and I got to looking at that Gatorade, which I've never drank that. Once in a blue moon, Bernice wanted to try it and give us a little energy or something. We don't drink those energy drinks at all. But my toe, both big toes are swollen up for 2 days. They said sugar can cause that breakout, and I looked at it, I think I had 28 grams or something like that of sugar, which really is pretty meaningless to me, but Bernice said that's high.
Sorry, 4DJC, well, Tommy, you can look at it this way. A teaspoon of sugar is about 4 grams of carbs, so I think that's what it is, and it takes and that's like having a lot. That's 28 grams of sugar is a lot. We used to keep ours up to 300, and Lynn kept hers under 200 for a while, but our A1C and all is good now, but we lost a lot of weight as well. But, yeah, sugar can cause gout, and those, I tell you, the stuff that will hurt your creatinine level is splendid, some of these sugar-free drinks. Sometimes that will elevate it slightly, and, of course, if you don't hydrate well, it will be elevated. But that urea in your blood, that's what causes the gout. And, you know, sometimes salty foods, you know, high-sodium foods will do it, and with a lot of people, and sometimes, you know, as you age, your kidneys just don't work as good. I've only got one, so that's one reason I have to kind of keep a close eye on it. But the mine has been pretty high in the past. It's back below the, back to about normal level. It's not great, but back below the critical level now since I got everything fixed up on the other problem I had where I wasn't retaining anything. But the next time you have that blood test, take, get you drinking plenty of water for you. Couple hours before you do it, that'll help me minimize that creatinine level, because that stuff does, it is kind of conditional how much volume, water volume is in your blood.
And seafood would do it, but I ain't had any. Well, I had a fish that little bit of tuna fish the other day with some chicken noodle soup. But I told Bernice, I said, that ain't the low salt chicken noodle soup. The second I took a bite of it, so I didn't eat very much of it at all. I don't like stuff with salt in it anymore because I cut back on it so long. If it's got salt, I taste it, I'll tell you for sure. Well, I guess Route 66 is on the air. I just clicked on W6J, and it's West Central Oklahoma Amateur Radio Club. I don't very often do Route 66 anymore. If I get bored, sometimes I do, but that's, they got a pretty good website on QRZ with a, what do you call those things that they put out in the garden to scare away the crows? Scare crows. This one looks like an Indian or something. But, Jerry, I'm glad to hear the report on your wife. I'll just have to watch. I ain't going to drink no more of that Gatorade. I'll give it to the kids. See if Shane got back. He was getting some petrol and some coffee. I asked him which fuel he was going to use, leaded or non-leaded coffee, you know. And he said, that sounds pretty good. If you're on there, Shane, pick it up. If not, Jerry, go ahead. This is N0TR with the man on the mountain.
Shane's not back in there yet. I'm going to have to jump out here in just a second and go back downstairs. Heard somebody talking up here, upstairs, and it sounded like he said, I thought I'd give you a shout. Tell Bernice, I sure do hope she gets the feeling about that hips and knees. Old folks like us, that's just hard on your hips. Yeah, Lynn's got trouble with her hips. Hers are tolerable right now, and mine, both of mine are pretty fair. I fell a couple of years ago. I thought I'd broken my left hip, but thankfully it didn't do any damage, anything permanent anyway. And but I know how it is. I limped for about a month after I fell. It was painful. Luckily, I didn't fracture my hip or my pelvis, but I didn't do either one. But listen, I'll let you go, Tom. I'll give you a shout either later on this evening or tomorrow if I hear you. And as I said, tell Bernice, hope she gets the feeling better and take it as easy as possible. It's a shame she got to wait till January to get it fixed, though, but it seems like all these people, the good ones, are always backed up. I'll say 73 after your final time in 0TR and 4DJC.
Imagine, Jerry, with 34 operating rooms down there, to be backed up that far. But I asked my urologist, and he said, yeah, that's pretty normal, Tom. All right, I'll look for you tomorrow, maybe, if I hear you on, Jerry. In 4DJC and 0TR 73. Jerry, have a good night.